This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
Hey, welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, and he's Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist. And thanks for filling in today, Garrett. Appreciate it.
I am happy to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, we are happy also that you're listening to the Radio Realtors. And just keep in mind, if you miss any of the show or any of our shows, you can always catch our podcast 24/7 by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis, Frank Crandall, and Garrett Reese.
And as always, you can text us or call us right now. No obligation, consultation at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Yeah, and the Radio Realtors have more options for home buyers and sellers than anybody. So definitely write down our number, and you can call or text us right now on our toll-free number. Just kidding. No one uses toll-free anymore.
I haven't heard that since a long time ago.
Yeah, that's right. So the number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we have a home run of a show for you today, including number one, baseball and real estate. It's all about getting you home.
And number two, what's the catch with rent-to-own homes?
Ooh, that's going to be a good one. So, Garrett, this year's Major League Baseball playoffs are in full swing, and so far we're seeing some incredible home runs, diving catches, and other amazing plays. And on the way to the World Series, the best players are wasting no time trying to make the highlight reel, because I don't know if you watch like ESPN, and they always show the best plays, right?
Right.
It's sort of like people on Facebook. They show their best stuff. You know, it's not all the stuff where
there's
you're crying.
There's no filters, though, on ESPN, just so you know. Those are the real plays. Not, you can't compare it to Facebook.
That's true. You can't. But what I'm just saying is that everybody's trying to make the highlight reel. I mean, you, as a baseball player, you know, or even as a kid, you always dream of hitting, you know, that grand slam home run in the bottom of the ninth inning with three guys on, and it's a 3-2 count, and that next pitch, it's got to count, right? Well, I think the question that I have is, if you're a home buyer or a home seller, are you trying to make this home buying or selling season a highlight for you?
Okay, so hey, Rob, I love baseball, but what does baseball have to do with real estate?
Well, Garrett, when it comes to baseball and real estate, it's all about getting you home.
Okay, I get the correlation, Rob. I mean, most Americans still refer to baseball as America's favorite pastime, and home ownership has always been considered a big part of the American dream.
Right, and both baseball and real estate take preparation, and the MLB season is 162 regular season games,
long.
Which I think is like 100 too long for my liking.
I don't watch until August.
Yeah, August. Well, October is when it really gets started, right?
Right.
And, you know, that doesn't include the spring training games or any of the playoff games. So, like the baseball season, searching for the perfect home or getting your home ready to sell, it takes preparation.
Absolutely. I mean, for home buyers, your season begins by speaking to one of the Radio Realtors' preferred mortgage lenders and becoming RWA certified. And once that's in place, then touring home begins.
Yeah. And for some home buyers, working with us and utilizing our Power Buyer program, where we pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs, you can get that grand slam the first time at bat.
That's true, Rob. You know, we just got a text from the Radio Realtors hotline from Janice in Elk Grove. Hello, Janice. And she says, earlier in the year, my husband and I made several offers on homes and we struck out every single time. So what can we do different now to get a home?
Well, that is a great question, Janice. And thanks for keeping with our baseball theme. We do appreciate that. Producer Phil, please get Janice's address so we can send her out a Radio Realtors coffee mug. And those are great. I know it's not a lot of fun to put in offers on homes and repeatedly strike out. And there are three things that we can help you do differently at the Radio Realtors to help you get to home plate. And we're not talking about just standing at home plate, swinging the bat. We're talking about running the bases.
Yeah, we don't want to swing and a miss.
No swing and a miss. Yeah. So the first thing is you need to speak to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And, you know, a lot of times people think, that mortgage lenders are all the same. But a good mortgage lender is like that clutch baseball player that gets the game-winning home run or catch. Plus, our lenders are fast, and they can close your loan in 10 to 21 days. Speed wins in baseball and in real estate, and our lenders, they are all-stars. Number two, the Radio Realtors have the Guaranteed Dream Home Finder program, where you tell us what you want in a home, and we find off-market homes for you to purchase without multiple offers. We spend our own money to find you those homes, and there's nothing like this program. And then number three is with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer program, where we pay up to $5,000 towards your closing costs out of our commission. We are giving you the best shot at hitting that home run and getting you the home of your dreams. And it's kind of like a baseball signing bonus, right, Garrett, for real estate?
You know, absolutely. There's nobody has programs like we do, Rob. If you'd like a no cost or obligation conversation with one of our preferred mortgage lenders, reach out to us right now, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
Yeah, and Garrett, hey, we just got another text from Juanita this time in Citrus Heights on the Radio Realtors hotline. And again, that number is 833-32-RADIO. Totally easy to remember. But Juanita says, hey guys, with the market softening a bit, as you say, and we did say that last week, she says, how can you help me win big on selling my home?
Ooh, that's a hot question. So, okay, Rob, at first thing, you know, what we want to recommend is, as a seller, your season begins with preparing your home for showings, pictures, negotiations, home inspections, repairs, packing and moving. Although there may be some work to do, the more committed you are to selling your home, the more benefits you'll reap.
Yeah, Garrett, and in addition to that preparation, at the Radio Realtors, we have targeted marketing strategies that utilize social media, Google ads, and even specific marketing to Bay Area buyers and agents to get the most eyeballs on your home. Just like in baseball, you don't want to leave runners stranded on the bases. In real estate, you don't want to leave money on the table. And so we're going to tell you what you need to do to average an additional like $10,000 minimum with a 20-minute walkthrough on your home. And we're all about options here. We talk about it all the time. If you have a home that is in pristine condition, we can help you with our targeted marketing approach to get multiple offers. Or if your home needs a little sprucing up, then our quick fix and list option may be just right for you. Or maybe you have a real fixer, maybe truly a fixer home, a lot of deferred maintenance and those types of things, an all cash offer may be just right for you. And we have all those options. So give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. You know, Rob, as I'm thinking, when you're kind of making these analogies, baseball and real estate, coaching is key, right?
Yeah, I think that you're right, but I want to ask you why you think that. But before we get to that, we're going to go to break. If you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. And we'll be back right after this. I've got Dave Hood on the line. He's the king of home loans. He's with Nexa Mortgage. And Dave, it seems like the housing market is softening a little bit, and it seems like a great opportunity right now for first-time buyers and move-up buyers. What's your take?
Well, Rob, home buyers suffering from what we call buyer fatigue are now getting offers accepted with no down and low down options. And the great thing is my rates are still super, super low. Combine that with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, and they could have keys in their hands within 11 to 21 days.
Yeah, that is super fast. So we're talking about low to no down payment options, great interest rates still, and you can close in 10 to 21 days. And combined with the Radio Realtors Power Buyer Program, where we pay up to $5,000 of your closing costs, you cannot lose. Give Dave a call at 916-548-8225 or apply online at DaveHoodLoans.com. That's DaveHoodLoans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Hey, I've got Frank Desmachi. He's the chief technical engineer with Nationwide Sun. They are one of the premier solar companies in our area. You can find them at nationwidesun.com. Frank, there's so many solar companies out there. What makes you guys different?
First and foremost, the most important thing with us is we understand solar is science. It's not something that's sales related. It doesn't require salespeople, which is why we do not have one single salesperson or a single commissioned employee on our staff. We make sure that all our designs, first and foremost, are produced by our electrical engineer. Then it comes across my desk. Every single project gets my stamp on it before it leaves. This way, we can ensure that our customers are getting a system designed for them specifically.
This is a revolutionary approach to going solar. And all you got to do to get your free, no obligation, no salesperson visit to get more information about solar is go to their website, nationwidesun.com. That's nationwidesun.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighborhood.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor, along with Garrett Reese, our neighborhood transformation specialist. And I got a question for you before we get back to our theme about getting people home,
right,
kind of comparing baseball and real estate. So I got a question for you. Is there a better baseball song than Center Field by John Fogerty?
The song that people refer to as Put Me in Coach.
Put Me in Coach, I'm ready to play today.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
Gotta
better
beat
song?
Center Field.
Glory Days.
Glory Days by the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
The boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Glory Days. So isn't it say, it's only one line, you know?
No, I know. That's what's crazy is it doesn't really have much of a baseball reference. I don't know why, you know, past time you think baseball, Glory Days for some reason. I don't know. But again, I'm younger, so I grew up in the early MTV era, and I just remember the video.
The video had a lot of they played stuff. Baseball. And,
so
and
to me, it's just a baseball
Yeah, so the line,
song.
I just looked it up. It says, I had a friend who was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you look like a fool.
Mm-hmm.
That is all that is about baseball.
It's all you
in
need.
There. So, but yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm going with it. Hey, don't you know, take it from me. I'm going with it.
You're
going
to take it?
Maybe we can end the show with karaoke.
Oh, that would be fun.
I think our fans would love that.
Would they? And we are talking about...
Oh, wait. Oh. Can I put one in there?
Okay, I got one
more. Curveball. Let me throw you the curveball.
You're going to throw me a curveball?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's Meatloaf, Paradise in the Dashboard Lights. We remember when they're in the car and okay, it's part of the song, but he totally does the baseball reference.
He does.
Remember?
A home
and
run.
And he's coming in around third. Stop right there.
Meatloaf.
Yes, that's like, he's
Paradise by
that.
The Dashboard Lights.
Correct. Yeah, he fits that
light.
Into the song so good, and it's like a total commentary baseball. Oh, he rounds first base, and I think he's going to second. He's going to slide. Oh, he's safe.
Wow.
Remember?
And that has like romantic overtones.
Oh, yeah.
Or undertones,
yes.
One of the two. That is funny. You're right. I still, standing by center field, though, as my favorite. Now, if you were like, you know, just driving along the road, Glory Days, obviously.
Everybody knows how to do the air guitar or drums.
That's right. And but center field, I mean, if it's truly
for
like
sure.
A baseball
when it's spring
song.
Training and like the vibe is back, that's like, ooh, you hear that. Like,
yeah. No, it's it's definitely a great song. It's definitely a great song. So we've had a couple calls today or texts on the Radio Realtors hotline. One was from Janice. She earlier this year struck out, sounds like, on several offers. And there's some things that she can do differently. One is talking to one of our preferred mortgage lenders because
right.
They can get the job done. And we have seen a couple of different lenders lately in transactions that we're involved in mm-hmm. that have dropped the ball.
Errors.
Yeah, making errors. And you can't make errors as a lender. So you need a lender that can get the job done and that can close quickly, 10 to 21 days. Number two is that Radio Realtors Guaranteed Dream Home Finder program, where you give us the specifics of what you're looking for, and we will work hard to find maybe an off-market property for you. And then last but not least, our Power Buyer program, where we actually pay money out of our commission to help you get the home. Nobody does that at
all. So it sounds like the batter's walking up to the plate, and he steps out, and now we're throwing him all these signs that, hey, you can bunt, you can, you know, swing for the home run. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Right.
You got options.
Yeah. You might want to bunt.
Swing
but
away.
You know what? I'm more like, I want to swing for the fences kind of guy, right? You know, I mean, you know, get a couple singles.
The wind's
blowing
in your favor right now.
Right.
Swing away.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Catcher's telling you fastball's coming down the middle. Are you ready?
The catcher's telling you?
Oh, hey, that's kind of giving you a little heads up, right?
Well,
that's that off-market deal.
That's like major.
Fastball
that's
coming right down the middle.
It's like a Major League Baseball or Major League the movie, right?
Right, exactly.
Like he's going to tell them everything that's happening. It's all about coaching, right? Mm-hmm. And having the right team behind you. And the other thing is that we had Juanita from Citrus Heights, and she was saying, hey, guys, you know, the market is softening a bit. How can you help me win big on selling my home? And we have strategies and options for sellers as well. So, you know, coaching is really, really important. And that's how we kind of ended the last segment is that you said, hey, Rob, coaching is important. Well, I wanted to know why you actually thought that. So what's your analogy?
Okay. So a buyer, you know, just like a batter at the plate. Okay. You get a nice little hit there. Did you like that sound? I did that sound effect myself.
That was pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So get that hit. You're rounding first base. It's just like, you know, you get an offer accepted. I mean, it's like, whoo, right? It's like, we're
you're
ready.
Super
we
excited.
Are ready.
Right?
We're packing the bags. You're rounding second. And as you're getting a third, you know, you're like, full speed, right? Now you look at the coach, third
you're
base.
You're rounding
coach,
third, right?
You're wanting to. Yeah, you're making that turn. You're not going straight to third. You're kind of taking that round turn because you're
thinking,
you're
I'm going home.
You're not even looking at the outfielder who's got a gun, right?
He's like Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts, exactly. Now, I'm sure we got more Giants fans possibly in the Sacramento area, so be careful. We don't want to lose any listeners. So anyways, you're like full-blown ready to come to home, but again, you got the coach saying, hey, pump the brakes.
Slow down.
This guy's got a rocket arm, just like maybe you're falling in love with this kitchen, but hey, you know, we got a lot of dry rot. Maybe we got some roof problems. We might have a cracked foundation. Like, I don't know. Let me look at the reports first before you put your 30-day notice on where you're renting.
Right. Yeah. No, and I totally get it. You know, and at the Radio Realtors, we have the training and the tools to foresee those curveballs, like you're saying, change-ups, sliders, split-finger fastballs.
Calm down. I'm getting too
excited. Yeah, no, I saw
baseball,
you.
Kind of, I mean, like,
yeah, no, I
did. Like, take a breath. Your face is
I know. I did see that. I was glad that there's like there's a plexiglass thing, you know, COVID protection between.
From the saliva.
Yeah, because I was seeing like, you know, all kinds of stuff coming out of your mouth. But, you know, there's things that we see as your coaches for real estate in the home buying and selling process that you might may not be aware of or see throughout the process.
That's right. Well, we take the emotion out of it. So let's, you know, look at the reports and let's just see what are the things that we need to know about. Let's look at the school districts and just all the important things other than just the home, other than the shiny kitchen, things
right.
like that.
Yeah. So the wrap up here is one of the wonderful things about a real estate transaction is you have the freedom to choose your coach or your agent. And keeping with our theme of baseball is not a one-person show. It's a team sport in every sense of the word. And although the tempo of the game can change by one swing of the bat from an individual player, it takes a whole team effort for you to be successful. And to make it to the playoffs and win the World Series even, baseball players need each other to succeed. The same can be said for real estate. The best professionals, like the Radio Realtors, were part of a team. There's your agent. There's the mortgage loan officers. There's the appraiser.
Inspectors.
There's inspectors, right. There's the insurance person. There's your local service providers. Everyone has to be working in harmony to achieve success. And that sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a home run.
That's right. So,
were the bases loaded?
I sure hope so. That's what you definitely want. I mean, you always, as a kid, you dream of the grand slam.
The walk-off.
And right. And like, you know, Janice, you know, our caller was lamenting about striking out on making offers. And Juanita that was asking about winning as a seller. The game of real estate might throw you some curveballs along the way. But with a little patience, coaching, and a strong lineup, you'll be on your way to home for the win.
So hitting a home run is almost equivalent to the phone call of, you got the house.
Right.
Is the buyer doing this nice dance, right? Like we're
they
doing
do
a strut
the,
to
they
first
do
base.
The bat flip. They do that bat flip, right?
That's right.
Exactly. So to get your best chance of winning a home as a home buyer or selling your home as a home seller, reach out to the Radio Realtors right now. Our number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That is theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back right after this. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender. Ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents, nobody wants them in their home or business. But fortunately, since 1999, family-owned and operated Defender Termite and Pest Management has been getting rid of these pests and giving home and business owners peace of mind. And for a limited time, your initial startup fee is only $49. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Contact Defender today at defenderpest.com. That's defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management, helping you to win the war on pests.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Skoda at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Skoda today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes our neighbor.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are having a great time. This has been a home run of a show. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, and we're broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. And my name is Robert Lewis, and he's Garrett Reese, and we're transitioning into our next part of the show. So we're going to be talking about what's the catch with rent-to-own homes. So we're going to talk about the seven pitfalls that you need to be aware of. You know, and you know, owning a home is many a renter's dream. It's a goal that can take years of scrimping and saving to kind of squirrel away a down payment, not to mention the careful spending, and you have to be meticulous in your bill paying, and it's required to keep your credit score high. And in the meantime, you're still paying rent, maybe even more each month than you'd pay for a mortgage payment. But what if a portion of your rent were going toward the purchase of a rental home at a later date? That's exactly the dream that rent-to-own deals are selling. But what's the catch with rent-to-own homes? Well, that is the question that came to the Radio Realtors on our Facebook page from Mike and Antelope. And the question is, what is the catch with rent-to-own homes? Rent-to-own is also known as a lease purchase agreement, and it's a contract between the tenant and the homeowner specifying that a portion of the monthly rent is to be credited toward the future purchase of the property.
Okay, so Rob, when the lease ends, typically, let's just say within 1 to 5 years, hopefully you've saved up enough credit with the seller, the homeowner, or your landlord that effectively serves as your down payment.
That's right, and it sounds like a great idea because in theory, a rent-to-own deal means you can start paying toward a home purchase even if you can't or you think you can't technically qualify for a mortgage yet.
Right, so one thing that we have discovered is that most people considering a rent-to-own purchase either don't have high enough income or maybe their credit isn't good enough at that moment to buy a house. So, you know, renting to own isn't quite so cut and dry.
Right, and there can be additional fees paid to the seller that will not count toward either your rent or your down payment, and you could also be on the hook for maintenance and repairs from the day you move in. But we're going to get into more of that in a few minutes.
So I guess the big question that Mike wants to know is renting to own actually a promising idea?
Yeah, this is a great, great question because these kinds of deals carry a risk for both the home buyer and the seller, but renting to own can make sense if the deal is structured properly. And because rent-to-own agreements tend to come together, you know, more organically, they generally aren't listed and marketed in the same way as a conventional sale or rentals.
Right. So it's kind of more of a one-on-one deal based, you know, on the personal circumstances of both parties.
Yeah. In our area, rent-to-own agreements usually happen when a landlord is interested in selling their home, you know, maybe sometime in the future, and they meet a tenant who is interested in buying, but still needs a little time to save up their down payment and maybe raise their credit score.
So in short, a rent-to-own deal makes the most sense when it's going to be a win-win for both parties. But Rob, we just got a text on the Radio Realtor Hotline from Trish in Granite Bay. And Trish, oh, by the way, hello, Rit. Hello, Trish. So Trish
hello.
Trish says she's a realtor and was wondering if we can explain to our audience the difference between a lease option versus a lease purchase agreement.
Wow, she's like totally putting us on the spot. And that is a good question. So Trish, so a lease purchase agreement and a lease option, they sound pretty similar, but there's one significant difference. One is a requirement and the other is like a choice. You see, a lease purchase or a rent-to-own agreement legally binds you to purchasing the home once the lease is up. But a lease option gives you the opportunity to buy the house before the lease is up.
Yeah, Rob, I mean, each of these can be risky for you as the buyer, but a lease option at least offers you an out if, say, you later decide that the home isn't for you.
Right, Garrett, and choosing not to exercise your purchase option will almost certainly result in the loss of your option money. That's the fee that you would have either paid as a lump sum up front or paid towards each month with your rent payment, but you won't be on the hook to commit to closing on a home that you no longer want, right?
Right, but with a lease purchase or rent-to-own agreement, you do have an obligation to buy the home, right?
Right, that's right. So you are obligated in that case. So let's talk about the real risk of rent-to-own contracts for buyers. So rent-to-own contracts of the lease purchase variety, they may sound great on paper, but you shouldn't sign one without carefully considering the drawbacks as well.
I think we should talk about the several possible pitfalls that you should know before signing a rent-to-own or lease purchase agreement, don't you think?
I agree. So rent-to-own pitfall number one is you're probably going to pay more in rent every month than you would as a renter.
Right. I mean, and let's face it, landlords aren't going to credit a portion of your monthly rent towards the purchase of the house out of the goodness of their hearts, right? I mean, they're going to expect something in return.
Yeah, Garrett, and this catch is usually more per month in rent than you'd pay in a simple rental agreement. And not all that extra money you're paying each month is going towards your purchase credit. For example, let's say the standard rent for a property is $1,700 a month, but the landlord is offering a rent-to-own deal for $2,000 a month. Now, the question is, are you credited for that whole $300 extra that you're paying each month?
This is where that fine print comes into play. It could turn out that you'll be credited just $200 of that $300 each month. So in reality, you're paying the landlord $100 basically to save the money for you.
Yeah, but it may be helpful to shift perspective and think of this as a convenience fee because few homeowners will choose to delay the sale of their home by a year or more when they could otherwise probably close in 30 days once their house is under contract, especially during a hot seller's market where you probably wouldn't be the only interested buyer.
Okay, so here's the rent-to-own pitfall number two. You're paying less towards the price of the house than you think you are.
Yeah, this is the big thing because, you know, putting several hundred dollars a month toward the purchase of a house before you can actually afford a mortgage, it sounds like a smart financial move on the surface. But when you run the numbers, you're going to see that that sum total of the credit, it just doesn't amount to as much even in the long run.
Yeah, Rob, it's sort of like leasing a car. If you actually pay off and purchase a lease car, you've paid off a lot more than you simply would have had you just purchased it outright.
Right, Garrett. And kind of look at it like this, you know, let's say you're paying $2,000 a month in a rent-to-own deal on a $400,000 home, and the landlord agrees to put $200 a month or 10% of your rent toward the price of the house. Well, that's only $2,400 in a year.
Okay, so let me do the math here. So let's just say in 5 years, which is the maximum of most lease purchase agreements, that's a total of only $12,000 that you would have been credited towards your agreed purchase price.
Right, Garrett. And, you know, you could pay that much just to get into the deal in the first place. We were talking at break about that because rent-to-own pitfall number three is most rent-to-own contracts require a non-refundable upfront fee. You were talking about that with a deal that you did. There was a non-refundable upfront fee to even entertain the rent-to-own contract, right?
Right. I mean, you have to have something to offer. And usually, and truth be told, most of these types of agreements are going to be more win-win on the side of the seller. You say, why? Because he doesn't need to do this deal with you. So either you're going to give up equity, you're going to give up a non-refundable deposit, you're going to be paying, you know, maybe $500 more than what the actual mortgage is or than at the actual rent is. So, I mean, unless it's this amazing property that nobody knows about or there's gold under the dirt that only you know
right
about, I don't see a reason to, you know, do these kinds of deals with sellers.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, you know, most lease agreements require that upfront non-refundable one-time fee. You know, it's anywhere from like $10,000 to up to $28,000 on a $400,000 house. And, you know, if you really look at it, that may be around the same or double what you're going to pay again in closing costs when you eventually get a mortgage on the house. For example, if you get a 30-year fixed rate mortgage for $380,000 after making a $20,000 or 5% down payment on that $400,000 home, you're going to pay around $12,000 in closing costs. And this is according to like an online closing cost calculator. On the other hand, you could save that upfront fees that you would pay to the rent-to-own deal, and you could put that money in a savings account, or better yet, a mutual fund, and you could let that earn interest so you can afford to purchase a home sooner than you could in a rent-to-own deal. Now, we got to go to break, and I know this is a complicated subject.
I'm confused.
But we're going to get to pitfalls 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Oh, there's more.
And yeah, we're going to wrap it up. But if you have questions and you're interested about talking maybe to one of our preferred mortgage lenders to find out if maybe you're ready to buy a home, you would be surprised, Garrett. You know, I talk to people and they go, gosh, you know, I don't think my credit's good enough. I'm looking at this rent-to-own idea. You know, I'm just going to rent for right now. And they say, you know what? Okay, I'll talk to a lender. It doesn't cost me anything.
Right.
So they talk to one of our preferred mortgage lenders and they find out they are ready to go right now and they could buy a home. Or they find out, hey, there's a couple things with your credit that we need to fix.
Right.
And they do that relatively quickly. And then they're out buying a home rather than wasting time renting.
Searching for the needle in the haystack.
Or searching for that needle in the haystack. So don't go anywhere, but give us a call, 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we'll be back after this. So I've got Dave Hood on the line. He is the king of home loans, and everybody knows that Dave Hood is a great guy. He's from Nexa Mortgage. But Dave, tell us the three reasons why people should call you now.
Well, Rob, number one, because I'm a broker, I have more loan options to offer my customers. I've got multiple places where I can place your loan. Number two, the best interest rates. I've got choices, so I can always hunt for the best interest rate for my clients. And number three, speed. It's all about speed these days. I can close loans in as little as 11 days, and that will get your deal accepted. It'll also ensure that you get the best interest rate.
So Dave's got more loan options, he's got the best interest rates, and he can close fast, and that can save
save you thousands of dollars on your purchase or your refinance. Give them a call today at 916-548-8225. That's 916-548-8225, or apply online at davehoodloans.com. NMLS ID number 1660-690.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
So I've got Frank Desmachi here. He's the chief technical engineer for Nationwide Sun. They're one of the premier solar companies in Northern California. Now, Frank, we've heard why your company is different, but say I wanted to go solar. How does it work? Does somebody come out to my house or what?
Well, at the beginning, that's not at all necessary because we have no salespeople and nobody needs to pressure you. Solar is science. All we need is your usage information, which we can get from your power bill, whether it's SMUD, PG&E, SoCal Edison, and we work with all. And with that, we can design a system to give you 100% offset based on your last 12 months use, if that's what your goal. Most people would like to get to the point where they just don't pay anything. And that's what we do. Over 3,500 systems in operation in California, not a single one of them are getting get true up at the end of the year. I make sure of it. We even guarantee the production of our system. If it goes below that, we'll pay you the difference.
Find out more at NationwideSun.com. That's NationwideSun.com. If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at the Radio Realtors.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We are broadcasting from the Nationwide Sun Solar Studios. My name is Robert Lewis, and his name is Garrett Reese.
Hello,
and,
hello.
And we're talking about the seven pitfalls to be aware of when it comes to rent-to-own homes. And so we're going to kind of quickly go over those first three that we have covered.
How many total are there?
There are seven. Oh, yeah.
And they're all risky.
They're all risky. Yeah. Number one is you're probably going to pay more in rent every month than you would as a renter. So that's not a great thing, right?
That doesn't sound appealing to me.
Yeah. Number two is you're paying less toward the price of the house than you think you really are. You know, Mike in Antelope, I have a feeling that he thought that when you make a rental payment, like let's say it's $2,000 a month, that whole $2,000 goes towards the, you know, buying the home. And I think that's the misnomer that a lot of people think is the case.
Well, I think it's more like, look, if you're going to do this rent to own thing and I'm a landlord, let's just say I have to be selling it for a higher price, because if you're going to buy it from me in 2 years and let's say today my house is worth $300,000, let's just say, well, then I'm probably signing an agreement for $350.
Right.
Right? I mean, like, why would I sell it to you today?
It's like the future value of the home.
$300. Now, this is a dream scenario if I'm a seller or if I'm a landlord, and I know the market's going to crash next year, but I'm locking in on this higher price point that won't be available, so then you can't buy it, and now I get to keep your non-refundable deposit.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can kind of see where this conversation's going. So rent-to-own pitfall number three is most rent-to-own contracts require that non-refundable upfront fee, right? And that's a big deal, because that's, you know, usually a minimum of $10,000. Well, you know, if you've got $10,000 in your bank account,
that's a deposit to buy normally.
Right. Yeah.
Right. I mean, FHA, 3.5%. other programs, down payment assistance. If you got $10,000, then don't call me for rent to own. Let's just go find some houses.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, we could probably end the show just with that, right? So rent to own pitfall number four is you may lock in at a bad evaluation. And here's the, and we kind of just covered that really, really right. quick, because let's say the market, you know, you lock in at an evaluation of $400,000, mm-hmm. and right now the home is only worth $300,000, right? Well, let's say next year something happens in the market and the value of that home is not $400,000. Well, you are still locked in at that valuation of $400,000 on a rent-to-own contract.
There goes your 10 grand.
Not the best. Yeah, and then you lost your non-refundable deposit getting in there. So rent-to-own pitfall number five is you're on the hook for repairs of the house. Now, not only are landlords unlikely to make a profit-free rent-to-own deal, they're also not thrilled about dumping money into fixing up the home. So normally what happens here is that you are in charge of repairs on the home.
Right.
You may
it's like your home now, kind of.
Right. And so it puts the responsibility for repairs and upkeep on you. And, you know, so when that hot water tank bursts, the appliances break down, or the furnace fails, you're paying to replace those items.
So maybe as a rent-to-own person, you now need to do a home inspection as a tenant, so to speak, to get an idea of what kind of repairs you're going to have to do while being a, you know, in this lease option kind of deal.
Yeah, and there's another thing to be aware of too. If you default on the lease, you may not be able to buy the house. And so you're going to lose that rental credit money and every penny that you spent making repairs and improvements on the home. And it's surprisingly easy to default on a rent-to-own agreement. So, and that leads to rent-to-own pitfall number six, and it's later missed payments. And for any of those reasons, it could kill the deal. When you're late with your rent on a standard rental agreement, the worst thing that, you know, happens is you get like a steep late fee. And that's really not that big of a deal. And if it's a one-time situation, you know, and you've been a stellar tenant or whatever, you know, they may not, you know, charge you a past due payment. But a rent-to-own landlord, you know, may be that understanding as well. However, even if they are understanding and they waive late fees, you're going to want to read the fine print on your agreement very carefully, because a delinquent payment may void the rent-to-own contract completely. You lose all the credit that you had, you know, and then you also lose that upfront money. And that leads to pitfall number seven, and it's the rent-to-own setup is vulnerable to scams and shady landlords. And we have a couple of examples of that, you know, right now.
So I have a question that leads to the answer. It's like a setup question, but okay. I mean, this all sounds confusing, and I'm sure someone's listening and they're saying, where do you even find a lease-to-own type deal? So Rob,
Craigslist.
Where can one find this?
Well, I mean, I've seen them on Craigslist.
Right. Okay. I mean, that tells you all you need to know.
Right.
I mean, I look at that for used cars or parts or whatever.
Well, you know, and
a dining table or what a junk. That's what you look on that site.
Yeah. Or like maybe
not a house.
Yeah. No, you're right. And, you know, we've had, you know, one of the homes that we had in the Bay Area.
Right.
Right. A guy had a scam lease agreement, mm-hmm. and you showed up and the guy's living in there with his family, right?
No, absolutely. And then again, I asked them the questions like, how did you get into this house? Oh, they gave me the combo box code. Did you ever meet anybody here ever? No. So when it was paperwork time, did you meet anybody for a paper? No, everything's online. So who'd you send the money to? You know, gives me this address and he shows me his bank account. And yeah, the money was withdrawn. And unfortunately, you know, that was a little bit of an issue to get him out of the property, but still there are scams.
And that
out there.
And that's a terrible situation for that guy. You know, and then we have another listing where we've gotten calls from people saying, I'm interested in renting that home. Mm-hmm. And we're going, well, it's for sale, it's not for rent. And, you know, so there are probably, there's definitely a lot more scam rent-to-own mm-hmm. deals out there than there are legitimate good ones. And I know that, you know, you got one of your houses on right. a rent-to-own deal.
Sure.
But I mean, but that is like really, it's really one in a million. I don't know that many people where that has really come to fruition for them that.
Well, you have to, I mean, it's very rare if you're a tenant that you hold some leverage. In
right.
this situation, I was the one that got the deal, got it in contract. So again, if you can get something into contract, utilize somebody else as the buyer because they qualify and you're offering equity or whatever, those are rare and random situations. And sure, they're out there, but, you know, again, that's like going to these get-rich-quick seminars, and they'll try and tell you that there's these types of deals out there. So again,
right,
you're just going to be chasing your tail.
Well, so what's the bottom line here? You know, it's do your own due diligence. Yeah, I mean, rent-to-own agreements, you know, aren't automatically a bad idea. They can be a good thing for the buyer and seller, but you just need to do your homework before signing on the dotted line. And you certainly don't want to answer an ad in, you know, Craigslist,
right,
and just send money off. I mean, that's like, you know, I'm still waiting for that Nigerian prince to send me the $40 million that I inherited.
Absolutely.
You know, so
I check my mail every day.
You know, and like you said, I think in most cases, it's better for you to try to purchase a home as a potential home buyer, mm-hmm, than try the rent-to-own process. The pitfalls are just too numerous with rent-to-own. And, you know, I think a lot of times people think, I want to try rent-to-own because it sounds great, right? Well, you know, you may be able to buy a home and get a better deal, especially right now. I mean, the market is softening a little bit, you know, so let's have you talk to one of our preferred mortgage lenders. Let's get you pre-approved and find out where you are. And you go, well, maybe my credit's not so good. Well, you know, sometimes it's better than you think it is. And other times it's an easy fix. We had a client that—
it can't be that bad because you can buy after bankruptcy in 2 years.
Right.
So how bad could it be that you actually can't purchase a home at
right,
some point
and normally,
in the near future?
And normally it just takes a little massaging of the credit. And our lenders will do that. And then we even have credit repair people that we work with that for a nominal fee, they can get your credit score, you know, where it needs to be so you get the best interest rates. But there are so many down payment assistance programs and things like that, that if you have a credit score of like 640,
right,
you know, and there's even FHA if you have a score of 580 or above.
I mean, don't you even co-sign for people sometimes, Rob?
No. I do not.
We don't have those programs?
No, we don't have those programs, you know, but you can find them on Craigslist, right?
Right,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, but anyway, it doesn't cost anything for you to find out whether or not you could be pre-approved, mm-hmm, or certified with the Radio Realtors. And we call it RWA certification. That is Ready, Willing, and Able. It literally can take you about 10 minutes on the phone to find out where you stand.
Right.
And it doesn't cost you a dime to do it. So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll put you in touch with one of our preferred mortgage lenders. And then let's get you out there looking at homes, because it can happen relatively quickly. We've had people call us during the show. We've had our staff answer. We put them in touch with a preferred mortgage lender that same day, like within the hour. They got pre-approved and they were out looking at homes that afternoon or the next day.
How about that story?
And they were in contract, and we've handed people the keys in as little as 10 days from start to finish. Come on now.
You
know, so what are you waiting for?
That's a lot better than rent to own.
Yeah, no.
Own to own.
Yeah. Yeah. Interest rates right now are tremendous. There's a little bit more homes coming on the market.
Sure.
We're going into the kind of the cooler months, and it's a little bit less competition for you. And you're holding all the cards. So, you know, let's get you into the batter's box. You never get a hit if you don't swing the bat, right?
Oh, that's right.
And that's what we were talking about a little bit earlier.
Take some cuts.
That's right. So give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can find us online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this week.
Make it a great week, everyone.
If you're like me, and I know I am, you hate to lose. And it doesn't matter if it's your favorite basketball team, your local softball games, or your fantasy football league. When it comes to buying a home, your attitude should be the same, because in home buying, second place is first place loser. Robert Lewis here at the Radio Realtors. We're real estate pros. We like to win, and we'll contribute up to $5,000 of our commission to prove it. Call us or text us at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. You know, some things are worth the wait, but in today's real estate market, you don't have time to wait for an inexperienced lender to take 30 days or longer to close your loan. That's why we recommend Jeff Compton. Jeff can close your purchase or refinance loan in 14 to 21 days in most cases. If you want great interest rates, low fees, and a quick close, you want Jeff Compton and Guild Mortgage. 916-765-2900 or online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997. Equal housing lender. With the price of real estate right now, who can afford to buy a home with potential problems? That's why Golden State Home Inspections provides you with a detailed report full of information not offered by other inspectors. With Golden State, they promise you the highest quality inspections with an educational room-by-room walkthrough so you fully understand the condition of the home that you want to buy. Don't gamble with your home purchase. Schedule your inspection now at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. That's GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
If you're like many people in Northern California, your home is your greatest asset. You've spent years working to build your equity. Now's the time to put that equity to work with a reverse mortgage from Kathy Scotto at American Advisors Group. Learn about how you can tap into this important resource and create a sound financial plan that'll help you retire better. Call Kathy Scotto today at 866-961-6345. 866-961-6345.
NMLS ID number 1039827. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you need flooring for your home, do yourself a favor and check out Zotex Flooring. But you know, don't take my word for it. Check out their hundreds of amazing reviews on Yelp and Google. Zotex is a family-run business, and their friendly design experts will help you pick a beautiful floor that suits your home and lifestyle. By the way, Zotex also carries a wide selection of cabinets and countertops. Zotex is your number one choice for flooring, cabinets, and countertops. They have three showrooms, Sacramento, Rockland, and Vacaville. You got to check them out online at zotexflooring.com.
Hey there, Robert Lewis here with the Radio Realtors, and I'm excited to offer you another unique home sale option. We call it the Easy Cash Offer Home Sale, and this is a great option if you have a home that's a heavy fixer or has serious deferred maintenance. Or maybe you have a rental property that you've owned for years and the tenants have made it a headache for you. The Easy Cash Offer Home Sale is even a wonderful option for you if you've inherited a home that maybe has a lot of needed repairs and you just don't have the time, energy, or money to take care of it on your own. Call the Radio Realtors today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We'll come out to your home for a quick as-is value. And in many cases, we can offer you a competitive cash offer on the spot and close in as little as 14 days. The Radio Realtors Easy Cash Offer Home Sale. Get your cash offer today at 833-32-RADIO or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.